BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hope you're right today. I think I finally lost it.
Why?
Because yesterday I was in a shop and you know when you get to the last bit and they've got all the offers on, normally on chocolate, there's a lot of Easter eggs still around at the moment for like no money. And then it was one of those garage ones, like the metro kind of local ones, and they had a bog off on exercise DVDs. Buy one, get one free, just by, you know, the rest of the DVDs that you get.
By the
you
chocolate.
As you go up to pay. So I thought it'd be a really good idea to get two workout DVDs because I was feeling a little bit fat.
I dread to think already. Who are they?
Which brand did you get?
Don't judge me. They were a total of £4.
So who did you get?
Jane Fonda.
Right.
Who is off the 60s, is she?
I've never heard of her.
She's an actress.
No, she's quite a famous... Oh, is she an actress as well? I thought she was only famous for workouts.
Well, that's a bit like me saying that George Foreman, the boxer, is only famous for his lean, green, whatever it is, machine. No, she is famous for workouts. She is about 130 years old, but she looks fantastic. So, it was called Be Fit, Be Strong, and I put it on for about half an hour, and then soon realised that it was for people over 65. Because she was saying things like, lift up your spine...
Lift up your spine.
Lift up your spine. No, something like lift up your head and then realign it with your spine. This is good for picking up grandchildren. I was like, I'm not that old. And then she did some pelvic squeeze thing, which I wasn't comfortable with, especially because she was in a velour tracksuit and she's of a certain age. I just didn't feel comfortable. It was all pelvic squeezes. I was like, this is not for me. So I turned that off and put the other one on. Which was Mr. Motivator's BLT workout, which I thought was a sandwich.
Yeah.
But apparently that's bums, legs and tums. It was really hot in the room that I was doing it in my house. So I felt like he was in Jamaica. He was on the beach. I was obviously in North London. But I got quite a sweat on.
I didn't think they really went to the beach. I thought it was just a backdrop.
No, he was actually on the beach with some people that he looked like he'd just picked up along the way. I don't think they knew anything about it, until about 5 minutes before they started doing the workout.
They do really do them on the beach, because I've got a really old, like, Elle Macpherson one, and in the outtakes at the end, because they're sort of sat on a rock out to sea, and in the outtakes at the end, you just see these massive waves just, like, come right over them and knock them off.
I don't know what possessed me to buy these, and I will never watch them ever again.
Do you feel better now?
You could choose your workout with Mr. Motivator.
Mm.
Like, he had about 9 to choose from, and he just pressed it on the DVD beforehand, so you can have them in what order you want. I did bums, tums, and also the Calypso workout. It's just...
That sounds good.
Bit of dancing.
Hula or something?
Yeah, yeah, all that. So, yeah, that's what I did yesterday afternoon. Seriously, I've lost it. But then I heard Dev this morning doing Fish Fact or Fish Fiction, a quiz about fish, and I thought... Yeah, he's in the same time zone as me. It's like the last 2 years of doing that early shift, which I did on Radio 1. I went actually mad. Like,
did you do fish quizzes? Is that the point where you know that you need to get some sleep?
Quizzes where you could win a gas mask and stuff. It always went really weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyone else do anything good yesterday?
Was giving Chris...
Not that mine was good.
...more football banter.
Oh,
I got into trouble yesterday with my football banter, because you know I'm now a Glory supporter of Reading.
Yeah, you're
now they've been upgraded.
Fair weather fan.
Well, apparently saying that a team has been upgraded isn't the right thing to say.
No, it's not.
They've gone up, haven't they? Is that what you say?
Yeah, but they've been upgraded
they've up.
To the Premier package. Premier
it's
League.
Not like, no, it's not like
not
satellite TV.
Not the Premier package, the Premier League, but they have been upgraded.
What, do they get like all the sports channels and the films now as well?
Apparently you're meant to say promoted.
Yes.
No, I'm going to keep saying upgraded and I'm going to keep being a Glory fan.
You're only into Reading now because, well, I know that you live there, but you weren't there when times were hard, when no one cared.
I was. I've been stuck in traffic outside the stadium before.
It really
Every
annoys
Saturday.
Me.
Every Saturday. Every other Saturday.
It really winds me out. I don't know if you're doing it on purpose now as well, but it's these tweets that I get from her, pretending to be really into it.
Yeah.
Really into football. Pretending, I am into it now.
You're not.
It's like my flatmate who's decided, because he hates football, doesn't get it at all, like, well, I don't hate it, I just don't get it. he's now decided to support Norwich. And he knows all the names of the players. You could test him on it, he would know. And he's thinking about buying a season ticket. He's had no interest in football.
He doesn't live anywhere near there.
Up until now. I don't even know why he's decided on Norwich. Are they good?
He can go to the away games.
Are they good?
Yeah, they were upgraded a few years ago.
Oh, right.
Have they got basic package again now?
No. I think they're still up, aren't they?
I've no idea.
Yeah, they're still in the top flight.
Yeah. Well, what's annoying
Chris
you?
Chris has gone red and there's steam coming out of his actual
ears. Look at his face.
The fact that she feels that she can message me.
He's come to work dressed as a guy who works in one of those pizza restaurants today.
I'm
look
sorry
at him.
About that. It's dark and I...
The blue and white striped tops, you know, the ones that do all the cooking at the back?
Yeah.
You know, in the express places.
Yeah, yeah. Nice outfit.
Becky annoys me because she...
Get it all out, just say it.
She sends me these messages as if she's like one of the lads, all about football and that. And then she uses words like upgraded. and she, I mean, you don't even have a shirt, do you?
No, but I'm going to get one cheap in the sale.
This is exactly my issue.
She's also talking about buying a season ticket to Reading.
Yeah.
Which she thinks is going to be £99.
Well, to be fair, I thought that was ridiculous at
See,
first.
Is that for a year?
You laughed at me, and actually, there is some fact in that, yeah.
Yes, you've got to be under 16.
Yeah. Oh. Bit of one of them good creams. Be straight in.
I got something, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the chants? I mean, what? Fair play, you're getting into football. Yeah. That's all right.
Is that why you keep tweeting C-O-Y-R?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It just winds me up.
What is that?
Come on, you Royals.
Oh, right.
You shouldn't
is
be
it
so,
£99?
Like, you shouldn't be so aggressive to me, Chris. It's like you should welcome new fans on board.
No, I'm pleased. If you like football, that's great, because that's someone else to go to the pub with now.
Yeah.
How come it's only £99? That's like £4 a game, isn't it?
Listen, she does not care about football. This is my theory here. And it will all come out next season when you get bored and it's cold and you don't want to go to Reading games. And I'll say, I told you so. But right now, it's just annoying me.
Good. Okay.
Sorry.
You take it very seriously, don't you, you football lot?
He's just jealous because Reading are up and he's not.
Apparently, Claire in Lowestoft says that your flatmate's team, Norwich, are 11th in the Premier package at the moment. So they're kind of middle-ish.
It's wasted on you two, all this, isn't it?
What's happened to you?
I attempted to have a shower this morning. And I don't know if it's because I'm overtired, but I realised there's a point in my back, which is like a blind spot, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
That potentially has never been sort of...
Washed.
Washed properly, because you can't reach it, can
you? 25 years. But surely, don't you think that like the shampoo will wash it if it like falls down from your head when it's being washed?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Also, how dirty does your back get?
He's got a point, though. There is a bit that you can't reach.
Get a puff.
Get a what?
Get a puff.
Oh, one of them?
Yeah, because then you can reach everywhere. Or like one of them back brushes off the olden days. Bad showers.
You never see them, though, do you?
You do.
The back brush.
Yeah,
there's people that sit in baths, like rubber dub dub.
Yeah.
Like
you can still get.
70s.
You can still get.
I haven't got one.
Get in your tin bath later and get a puff or get a back brush and do that.
What is the puff, sorry?
The puff is like the thing that makes your shower gel go further.
The scrunchy thing.
I've always wondered what they do.
They're amazing.
They're really good.
You use so much less shower gel. They look like... Yeah.
It is very economical for your shower gel.
So how do they work?
You just get the puff, squeeze on the gel, fluff it up a bit, and then, whoa, you just got bubbles coming out of your ears.
Yeah. It makes it go so much further. You will never use as much shower gel ever again.
Honestly, it's a much better experience. You'll feel so much cleaner.
Is that a girl thing or...?
No, boys can have them.
Yeah.
Are you keen? I'm buying one today. They're like a pound.
All right, well, give
it a go. I'll get you one for tomorrow, all
get
right?
Get one of them bat brushes as well.
It's always a bit like, I don't trust people to rub suntan cream into me. You know that awkward moment when you're just, you know, there's no one else around. You're like, right, mate, can you just put the suntan cream on my back? I've done it for you before,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, I ain't got a problem with it.
No, I always try and put it on myself. I don't like it. So therefore, there's always a bit that I miss. And it's probably... I think it's the same blind spot on the back
yeah.
that I will miss every time. So there's just like a red mark where I'd like... Because I haven't applied. But I'd rather do that than have someone else do it to me. I don't like it. Don't touch me with oil.
Brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday, my friend Chris here was everywhere, all over Newsbeat. getting his heart checked. That's just to persuade young people in sport to get their heart checked. When it's a really good topic, actually.
Yeah, really good cause.
So you went to Chester last week and had all that done, and there was a video which appeared on the Newsbeat pages, which got a few hits. Check it out. It's still there if you want to see it. And then we noticed that it had been promoted to the BBC, the main BBC News website, one of the most read websites in the world, yesterday.
I mean, I shouldn't be on that page, should I?
Do you feel out of your depth?
Yeah. It just feels like this picture of me on a bed, being probed almost, is...
It's gone viral.
It has. So it started off on Newsbeat, and obviously Newsbeat were telling people to go and watch the video, because it is a really good cause, yesterday. Then it went BBC News website. Are you watching it now?
Yeah, just watching him on 60 seconds.
Brilliant.
And then last night, it was on BBC Three, on their news, 60 seconds. Is this going further than you thought it would go?
Yeah, so I didn't even know about this BBC Three thing. Got a load of tweets from people yesterday. Oh, there you are, BBC Three now.
Naked on the news, lol.
It just seems to be getting out of control, this.
Are you worried it's spiralling and you have no control over it at all?
I mean, I could well be on the 6 o'clock news tonight.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm a bit disappointed on 60 seconds you didn't get one of those captions. You know, it says, like, Chris Stark, and then it'll just say naked.
Naked, underneath. Yeah.
So I don't know how to describe, like, what
naked
would
you lol.
Say. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, BBC Three, BBC News website, so Newsbeat website.
I'd be surprised you're not on BBC Breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
On the sofa with Bill.
Just laid out with your top off. Bit of jelly above your left boob.
Is that my gimmick?
Yeah.
It is now. Now, with everyone seeing this, obviously a lot of people have seen it. Has anyone said to you that you look like Hugh Grant?
Yes, actually.
Hey?
Chris has this thing, Becky, where he is convinced that he looks just like Hugh Grant.
No.
Right, which bit of you?
You do, though.
What this is...
He doesn't, though.
This started with my best mate's mum, who is convinced I look like Hugh Grant, but I just thought it was an old people's thing. You know, where they always want to compare you to a famous person.
Right. Chris Starkers, lol.
But since then, quite a few...
That's the one.
That'd be the caption.
Thanks to whoever texted that in. Yeah.
Quite a few people have been saying this. Hugh Grant, apparently. Yeah.
You do not look like Hugh Grant.
Well, I sort of agree, but everyone's saying it.
Yeah,
so
you
you're agreeing with it?
Yeah, I told you. He really thinks he does.
So you were in a public toilet with Hugh Grant recently.
I was.
Yeah, and...
Well, can we explain
what similarities did you notice?
Can we explain this, please? We went to a charity evening for Sarah Cox's charity, and for some random reason that we don't really know, Hugh Grant was there, and... Chris happened to be in the toilet with him at the same time.
We were chatting about
and
him
they did chat.
Them.
Well, the random reason there is that they both needed a wee, surely.
But it's quite weird that you would... who struck up the conversation first?
I was chatting about Ian Botham to everyone in the toilet, and then he sort of came around the corner
Who addresses the whole toilet?
He's like those mad...
Let's talk about Ian Botham, everybody!
It was a pub quiz. It was...
Oh, yeah, it was a quiz. It was a pub quiz.
And, I was chatting to someone, he was in the cubicle, chatting to someone, and he just sort of appeared. Discussing both of them, yeah.
Did he really freak out? Did he think he was looking in the mirror when he saw you? He's like, oh!
Hang on, I'm in the cubicle, but I'm also washing my hands. There's two of me.
What similarities are there between you and Hugh?
I wasn't so sure at first, but
and then
if
when you
loads
saw
of
him...
people were saying it, then there must be some kind of... What are you saying, Scott?
I'm saying that... Now you mention it, I can see it a little bit.
I mean, what is it?
This is weird.
I can't see it. I look more like Matt Lucas than you look like Hugh Grant.
Agreed.
Oh, God, it's like having both of them in the room.
What, with you being Michael Bublé as well?
Well, yeah.
One that doesn't speak Sue Perkins.
We should do a lookalike agency.
We could do our own
something
one.
For everyone here.
We could do our own one.
We could do the entire daytime lineup of BBC TV.
We could go out as a package.
When would you ever see Michael Bublé, Sue Perkins, Hugh Grant and Matt Lucas? Matt Lucas and Sue Perkins were on TV together last night, but Hugh Grant wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Well, that could be our thing.
Yeah.
Where else would you get to see this range of famous people?
We've got our own Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, we have, right here. We need to cash in on this. If you are near a computer anytime soon, have a look on the Newsbeat website and see if you think that the resemblance to Hugh Grant is there. I can't even pinpoint what it is. It's something facial.
Good. otherwise, that's
generally
really
how
bad.
It goes. Yeah.
Oh, were you...
Thank God for that.
Was that just a given that it was going to be his face?
Well, yeah, what else is it going to be? I think it's his right finger. My, what in-depth knowledge of Hugh Grant you have.
I think it's the mouth.
Do you?
I think it's the nose and the mouth. That's what I think. Let me just... I'm just going to get a picture of you up and you and see what happens. Hang on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, if you could do a really good Hugh Grant impression, then we'll know. That's from John, who's in Dunfermline.
I don't know how you do Hugh Grant. I mean, what does he sound like?
It's kind of a bumbling English bloke. Really? I'm Hugh Grant. Like that. Oh, hang on. I've got an actual clip.
This film, though, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Was it the script that you were like, or did you want to be part of this fabulous Aardman world?
Both. Aardman have never made a film that I didn't think was genius, frankly.
Right.
Say that.
So just posh. Well, hello, I'm Hugh. Hello. Ian Botham.
Why don't you get yourself down to Notting Hill today?
Yes, good idea.
And maybe persuade somebody that works in a bookshop to let you take over for a bit.
Shall I see if I can get some tourists to get photos with me?
Yes!
Is that a good idea?
That's a really good idea. The thing is, though, you're not Hugh Grant now. You're Hugh Grant 1994. You're Hugh Grant off of Four Weddings, Hugh Grant.
But that's the best one, isn't it?
Also, there's a slight flaw in this. Do you think Hugh Grant really does hang out... Like, he doesn't hang out in Notting Hill getting tourists to have their picture taken with him.
Does he not?
Well, I can't imagine so. I think he likes to stay out of the press.
Well, you say that.
Here I am. I'm Hugh. Who wants a picture? I'm Hugh. Ian Botham.
No, but I reckon...
Doesn't work like that, does it?
No, but I think that you... I don't think Americans would think like that. They'd be like, oh, they think it's real. When I went to see Notting Hill back in the day, they were like, oh my God, Notting Hill is a real place? It's like, yes, it is. So they would think it perfectly normal that Hugh Grant would be still in the bookshop.
But American... Like,
they think it's real.
But when I went to America and stood outside the Cosby Show house, because my surname is Huxtable, they all wanted their picture taken thinking that I was a star of the show.
Well, there we are, then.
Well, I'm obviously not.
What do you mean?
I wasn't in the Cosby Show.
No, you weren't. No. Yeah, you're far too young.
Yeah, that was like off the 80s.
Yeah.
I think Chris should load his face into one of those... What celebrity do I look like apps?
Yes.
Good idea.
That's really good because then it matches up with your face.
And then we can decide once and for all. We might get a better one.
Do you reckon?
I can't think of anyone at the moment, but hopefully it'll be more funny than Hugh Grant.
I've heard Ben Affleck as well.
Oh, come on. Ben Affleck. Good Will Hunting Ben Affleck or Ben Affleck now?
I think Pearl Harbor Ben Affleck, actually.
Oh, okay, good. Big up yourself. Right, I'm just going to have a look at that. If you could grow some really kind of like 90s floppy hair, though, you would be Hugh, but only Four Weddings or Notting Hill Hugh. But it's good, though, because now if you Google pictures of Hugh Grant now, that is what you're going to look like in a few years. It's like a glimpse into the future.
But that's not a bad result, is it?
It's not, it's all right.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for some more classic Tap End. Just to reiterate that this is a repeat, a classic episode. Oh, no, it's going all blurry again. Oh, God, I've heard it before. I'm sure I've heard this before.
OK, I thought we'd go to the 17th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Is this your new catchphrase, if you're keen? Because it appears a lot.
Oh, before the Tap End?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what other situations you use it in.
Actually, you text me if you're keen all the time. I've just thought about this.
But not just to you. Like, do you say it to your girlfriend?
What, are you keen?
Yeah, I'd like to do this, if you're keen.
Usually what I do is I just send a text out and it'll be like, pub 4:30, keen, ?
Yeah, that's true. I've had that.
Keep it simple.
Hashtag, if you're keen.
Yeah, so we're going to go to the 17th year, if you're ready.
If you're keen, yeah.
If you're keen and ready.
Ready.
Becky?
Ready.
I'm ready. Every now and then, for a group of lads, we excel ourselves at planning, and the weekend coming up was no exception. Friday night, the plan was to go round to Chinese Dave's to watch the football and have a barbecue. And then Saturday, we were off on a road trip.
Are you one of those people that has barbecues even when it's like 10 degrees?
If the sun is shining, I believe in barbecues. I'm not bothered whether it's hot or cold.
And just the one barbecue or...?
There was a phase at uni where I was learning to cook and I wasn't that good. So I used to just do disposable barbecues every day.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that good for the environment, but...
No, it wasn't that green, but,
no,
you
but
know.
It was an effective way.
Yeah.
And then we lost... we got given a barbecue in our third year. We were given a barbecue at the house, which went missing one night. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, we had to improvise with a shopping trolley, which we found. And it made for a fantastic barbecue.
How do you do a barbecue in a shopping trolley? Where's the charcoal?
Well, you put all that underneath, put the shopping trolley on top, and then you can just rest the food along the lid.
Oh, so you're using the trolley as a grill?
Yeah, as a grill.
Wow, that's genius, isn't it?
It was like something off Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Saturday, we're off on a road trip up north to Alton Towers. Do you want the other version?
Eh?
Well,
say a popular northern theme park.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say brands, am I, in this? No. So
I thought we were allowed to choose where the story went next. You know, like those books where it's like, did he A, go into the cave? Did he B, fight the dragon? Or does he C, go home though and have some fish fingers?
It's a good idea. I might do that on one of them. This Saturday, we're off on a road trip to a popular northern theme park.
Yeah.
It was the stuff of legends, and a week at school flew by with this to look forward to. I turned up at Chinese's, beers in hand, and carrying a token box of burgers. I was one of the first there, and one by one, the lads turned up, each bringing a pack of burgers or sausages, except for Webbo, who turned up with a salad. This was a classic Webbo move. He always had to be different. I remember in Prague, when we all went for a pizza, it came to ordering drinks, and one by one, the lads each said they would like a pint, except for Webbo, who fancied a Bailey's.
Bailey's, please.
It made us look stupid, do you know what I mean? He always had to do something different. I once saw him order a hot chocolate in a pub on a night out.
Oh, I've done that.
I have as well.
That's lame. You can't do that.
Why not?
Just looks weird. All the same, it was a great evening, and it was a warm evening, and we enjoyed a barbecue and watched the football. All was fine until Chango got a bit lively. We had all said that we would take it relatively easy that night to prepare for a big trip the next day. Unfortunately, Chango had raided Chinese's garage and found some wine and wasn't holding back. Next thing I heard was Chinese's mum screaming. Chango had had too much and had been ill all over the bathroom wall and door.
Oh,
God.
Chinese's mum was furious and we were all banished to the garden, where we eventually all fell asleep for the evening.
So you just fell asleep?
It was really pleasant, actually. It was like camping without a tent.
Under the stars?
Yeah.
So you were banned from the house by Mrs. Chinese Dave?
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
What? I'm totally confused now.
How does that work?
Chinese Dave's mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So what's his dad called?
Ray.
Has he got anything before Ray or just Ray?
No, he's just called Ray.
Right, okay. So you've got Chinese Dave.
That's the son.
Irish Nancy.
That's the mum.
And Ray.
The dad.
Right, yeah. Okay, just so we're clear.
Chinese's mum was furious. And we were all banished to the garden. I've said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning broke in sunny Harrow.
There we are.
And I woke up on some of Chinese's garden furniture. Chango was forced to clean up his mess, and although Chinese's mum wasn't happy, she eventually let us back in the house so that we could clean up, then escape for some breakfast. But there was no time for hangovers. Today was the day of the popular northern theme park.
Nice work.
Chango had sobered up enough to drive, and he was taking a carload, and my friend Hannah was taking a few of us in her car. Before long, we set off. It was a long journey, and Hannah sang the whole way there, which was fine at first, but after a couple of hours began to get annoying.
What was she singing?
Oh, we've had her before. She's got the one with the reputation for doing this.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't remember her.
Why?
If I'm honest, because she's... I just didn't want to bring up the story again with
just,
Hannah.
Well, you just wrote it in the tap end.
But it's not the same time, is it? Or is it this is the one only time? Because she sang on the way to something else.
She sang on the way to Leeds, correct.
Yes.
This was the one who kissed you on the lips.
Me?
Me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one where you were refusing to name her. And
that's
then
right.
Eventually we did get out of you. Her name was Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Just all awkward now, isn't it? I shouldn't have written it again.
It's all fine.
There was nothing wrong with being a cautious driver, but she also wasn't the quickest.
What was she singing?
Just whatever was on shuffle. It was just annoying. She was one of those where even if she didn't know the words, she'd sing along.
Yeah, like my dad.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with being a cautious driver, but she also wasn't the quickest. And Chango and the lads in the other car took great pleasure in stopping for food and then driving past us hanging out the windows with burgers. And they'd sort of... What they would do is, because they stopped several times when we weren't stopping, they would drive past us, get, you know, drop trowel and everything, be out the window giving us full moon.
There's no...
And we had to sit there in the back like Muppets, not allowed to do anything.
Full moon.
Our car was a different situation. Hannah didn't want to stop, and the windows had to stay up to allow the aircon to work. It was long. On reaching the popular northern theme park, we parked up, met up with the other lads, and dumped the couple of girls we were with. The boys
That's
were
a bit harsh. You've just got to the theme park. You can't finish with them there.
I was bored of them by then.
Well, how long had you been going out with them for?
What, as part of our friendship circle?
Oh,
no,
so they weren't.
You dumped
you said
them.
You dumped them. I was like. Bloomin' heck, of all the places you could take girls and then just finish with them.
No. They weren't girlfriends.
Oh, right. So when you say you dumped them when you got there, you meant like you just didn't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly
Not
it.
Like you'd been in relationships and decided for my love, I've enough of you now.
No, no, no.
Yeah. There's loads of ladies here.
Before we go on the big one, I've got something to tell you. You're off.
But thanks for lift.
Yeah. Do you know what? I bet some people have done it.
Yeah.
The boys were quite keen to use this as an opportunity to meet some new talent. Tickets were more expensive than I thought, and they wouldn't accept my Blue Peter badge for entry. I reluctantly
try.
I did try.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It was always worth a go.
So you.
I reluctantly stumped up the money, which had now severely dented my food fund, and we were in. I'll be honest, I'm not the best with the big rides at theme parks. I've never been a fan. I once pretended to be ill. To bunk off a Cub Scout trip to, oh, it's another name of a theme park, Southern-ish. You can see it from the M25.
Oh, yeah, I know. Is it the,
It rhymes with Pork Park.
No, there is a Pork Park, isn't there?
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that one.
We've had this conversation before, haven't
pork
we?
Pork Park?
Yeah.
We'll just call it Pork Park.
Okay.
I was taking this trip a lot more seriously than the other lads. I wasn't here for fun, but more to face my fears head on. We started on a couple of what I thought were the easier rides, but it wasn't long before the lads wanted to up the ante. We even met a couple of girls in the queue that the lads had taken a bit of a shine to. They looked around our age, and for once our boys, probably due to the adrenaline from the rides, stumped up the courage to talk to them. They seemed nice. Chazza was very keen. We were in the queue for Nemesis when Chazza got their names. The whole ride he kept shouting things at them, telling them they were fit, and shouting cheesy chat-up lines. He thought it was hilarious.
Girls love that.
And it was. They were even laughing a bit themselves. But when we got to Rita, Queen of Speed, I bottled it. I didn't like the look of the ride.
Was that a girl or a ride?
Is that one of the girls that gave you the lift?
No, that's a ride. No, that's a ride there.
Oh, hey.
They've got a ride called Rita.
Queen of Speed.
Yeah. What a rubbish name for a ride.
Yeah.
Have you changed that so that we don't know the brand and which theme park it is?
I'm fairly certain that was the name.
You're like,
Rita,
oh, I can't
Queen
say
Speed.
That one because they'll know which theme park I'm at. I'll call it Rita.
I think that was the name. But when we got to Rita, Queen of Speed, I bottled it. I said that. Yeah. I didn't like the look of the ride and made some feeble excuse to stand on the side and watch. I stood next to two older people, but I clocked the situation right away. These two were the parents of the girls Chazza now had his arm around, and they didn't look happy. I tried to signal to Chazza, but he was ignoring me.
He had his hands around both of them, arms around both of them.
Yeah, he was like in the middle,
sort of
around.
Wow.
The dad turned to me and asked if I was with him. I wanted to lie, but couldn't, and he told me in no uncertain terms to get Chazza off his two daughters. I assured him it wasn't how it looked, But as they got on Rita, Queen and Speed and waited for the lights, I watched as Chazza gave me two thumbs up, pointed at the girls in front and made an action with his hands that was wholly inappropriate.
Is Chazza like the pit bull of theme parks?
No, I think Chazza just saw an opportunity with these girls and he was pumped up on adrenaline and actually went for it. Usually as a group, we're pretty useless at going up and meeting new people. The dad shouted, but the ride was off. And I stood there for 3 minutes with the world's angriest dad. To make things worse, every time the carriage passed us, Charlie repeated the gesture.
Oh, no.
It was that one.
Oh, no, not that one. Oh, my God.
So it's really awkward. I'm there kind of going, no, mate, no, and waving. But he just took that for another, you know. The dad made a formal complaint. And understandably, we were told to move on from that section of the park. Chazza was warned about his behaviour, and we enjoyed the rest of the time in the park. Generally, it had been a quality weekend. No girls, of course, but I left having conquered some of the rides and having learnt valuable diplomacy skills with dealing with angry dads. It was a weekend of facing fears.
I think that's one of my favourite ones yet.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Really?
Yeah, really, really good. Have you had to encounter many angry dads?
No, luckily for me, I haven't, really.
No.
You?
Yeah, a few.
Really?
Yeah. Becky, angry dads?
No, I'm just... Sorry, I wasn't really listening to that. I was just Googling Rita. Apparently Rita was temporarily renamed Camilla to celebrate the marriage of Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles.
Is she back to Rita now?
Yeah, just Rita now. She used to be Queen of Speed, but they've dropped the colon on that.
She's not as fast anymore. She's slowed down.
She's getting slow in her old age. I wish Becky had a ride named after her. That'd be good. So you're riding Becky. What? No, I mean, like, in terms of a theme park. Oh, God.
What would you like it to be called, and what would her colon be?
It could be like Becky, Queen of Health and Safety. That's just a really boring ride.
What are you trying to say? That's so offensive. He just called you boring.
I know, I can't. That,
well, no, I meant it would be cautious. It would be like the teacups or something.
I think it's better if you just stop talking.
let's leave that here, right here. There we are, a classic episode of 24 Years at the Tap End. You've heard it before. Yes, you have. You're not going mad. You're not going mad. More tomorrow when we go back in time. About 7:40. Can I just say, do not use a shopping trolley as a barbecue. That's not good. One, supermarkets really don't like it. Two, it's poisonous.
Aldi.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you want some Scott Mills points? This is where you get them. Oh no, what's occurring? Doing this every morning when we're in for Moyles. Moyles. Claire's been on. She claims to have amassed enough Scott Mills points now for the electric foot spa. But she says before she redeems them, she was hoping I may be able to help with a small inquiry. She says I've never had a foot spa before, and I'm wondering if excessive use may cause any kind of foot fungus. I'm probably only looking to use it once a day and shall endeavour to talc my feet afterwards. I'm not aware that that will happen, would it?
As long as you dry them properly, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck with your foot spa. Although you haven't said how many points you've actually got, so you need to check that with me, because you might not have enough for the foot spa. I'm just feeling that you won't. OK, let's play today's game. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
I'm liking David Walliams a lot. I think he's a breath of fresh air. Now... obviously, there's a lot in the paper about Simon Cowell at the moment.
Yes, there is, but I think most people have avoided the main subject. Like, this is buried miles away in the sun today.
I don't really care about all the alleged affairs and all that.
Yeah, this is the biggest revelation, if you ask me. Do you want to know what it is?
Go.
Am I okay to do it? Okay, I'll read it straight from the paper. On his yacht one day, Simon declared the best tomato sauce in the world was on a pizza land in Windsor. He then asked the boat's chef, named Jeff, to reproduce the recipe. After making phone calls, Jeff reported Pizzaland was defunct. He said he had tracked down the franchise owner in Abu Dhabi, but the man had given nothing away. Undaunted, the chef disappeared and emerged 40 minutes later with a fresh pizza in a box, decorated with Pizzaland's motif copied from the internet.
Awesome.
Brilliant, Cowell exclaimed.
That is brilliant.
That is amazing.
A company, a pizza company that didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
He said that was the best pizza he'd ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So the chef recreates it.
Yeah, he's copied the slogan off the internet. He's even phoned a guy in Abu Dhabi, didn't give away the secret recipe.
That's brilliant. I love how he rolls.
Simon loved it. Brilliant, he exclaimed.
That's really good. And you may have kind of overlooked that in all the rest of the stuff about him, but that's one of the best bits for me. Now, one of our listeners, Pete, has been on about David Walliams on Britain's Got Talent. Do you think he's better or worse than Simon Cowell?
I think he's just a bit different, but in a good way.
Hmm. Anyway, apparently Walliams has got a brand new catchphrase. Obviously, there were loads of catchphrases in Little Britain. But Peter says that he does say, well done, quite a lot. So here's my question to you. At the weekend, how many times did David Walliams say, in a slightly patronising way, well done, his new catchphrase?
How many acts are on? I'm going to say 10.
Chris?
I'm going to go 15.
Chris says 15. Becky says 10. Let's find out which of you is right.
Oh, what's occurring?
If at all. So here's David Walliams, spotted by Peter, our listener, with his new catchphrase. Well done.
You guys have just completely blown us away today, so well done.
David.
Hope, that was incredible.
Thank you.
You've got a great voice. Well done.
Thank you.
I think you look and sound like a pop star. Fantastic. Well done. Basically, you were fantastic, so well done. Some of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Sung incredibly well. It was absolutely astonishing. Well done.
Oh.
Five.
Is that it?
Five?
Oh.
But I know sometimes when you are watching TV and then you pick up on something, then you can't stop noticing it, but...
Peter seemed to think it was a lot more than that. Okay, well, five then. So I can't award any points there. I really thought it was going to be more. It probably felt more when you were watching it, Peter. Mm. It's a bit of a shame, really. He did say this.
You guys have just completely blown us away today.
I was completely blown away.
Yeah. So if you said five, I wasn't expecting that, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. OK, Becky's on the streets again next.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
OK, Glenn, well done. Your first 10 Scott Mills points. He's in Leamington Spa. He went low. He said only five well dones from Walliams on Britain's Got Talent. OK, so Becky's back out on the streets again. It happened with melons when she was in the supermarket. She bought two melons. Someone said, well, two people said, nice melons. Yesterday, we got her to take some plastic jugs out onto the busy streets of London. Just one person said, nice jugs, before the minute, and then Chris ran up and went, nice jugs! But you don't count because you actually work here and knew what was going on. You got your baps there, Becky?
Yep.
This is today's one. So my question is, if you go out onto the street holding two large bread rolls, how many people will not be able to help themselves and say, nice baps, in 1 minute? Guesses, please.
I've got faith in men. I'm going to go six.
Becky?
Well, I think there's an extra risk here in the fact that I might have eaten them by the time I get outside.
There is that.
So I'm going to say...
29 snack.
I'm going to say one.
Just one?
Yeah,
one
I
minute.
Don't... Well, look at... Yeah. I'm not as convinced as I was earlier in the week that people actually do this.
I don't think people can resist. But only one nice jug yesterday.
Mm.
All right, out you go. Out onto the streets with your baps. We'll find out next.
Oh! What's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Where are you, Becky?
I'm outside with two luscious wholemeal baps.
Oh, okay. So you've gone for the... Is it the flowery ones, the flowery baps that I saw upstairs earlier?
They are slightly floury on the top side, yes.
So you've got two bread rolls.
Yes.
And what do you think people are going to say when you hold them up?
Nice fat.
Let's hope so. Can anyone resist it?
Well, I know if I was there, I'd definitely say nice baps.
Yeah.
So I've just got to hope other blokes think the same.
Yeah.
I've got faith.
So, Chris, you think six people, yeah?
Yeah.
Six people would say it. Becky thought just one person will say nice baps. What do you think at home? You've got 10 Scott Mills points. If you get it right, let me know what you think.
What's the
kidding? OK, Becky, we'll give you 1 minute on the streets with your bread rolls held up to you. Let's see how many people in 1 minute say, nice baps. Starting now.
I'm getting a lot of strange looks. Did you hear that?
What?
Did nice baps.
Yes, one.
One. Right. That was them again. That doesn't count. People are just walking past. I think this is a London thing.
So everyone's looking at your baps and no one said anything about them?
Yeah.
Are they nice ones?
They are. They're really nice. Nice and fresh, like slightly squidgy.
Lovely and fresh. Where are you holding them, like, now? Maybe wiggle
them
around.
I'm holding them up as high as I possibly can.
Well, jiggle them more.
Hello, I'm jiggling them. Hello. No.
Have you got them out? Are they properly out and on display?
They're properly out. I just got glared at by someone. Does it count if they say it in a different language?
I don't know what nice baps is in different languages.
Bombappage.
Bombappage. everyone.
Nice.
Go on, did you hear it?
Who was that?
I said some random bloke.
Yes.
Just walked past into the shop next to me.
Nice one.
Say it, you know you're thinking it. Yeah!
Nice
baps. Yeah!
Just in time, are they?
Just in time, that's it.
Wow.
The minute's up.
It's so embarrassing when they do it. He tapped me on the shoulder, like, looked over and went, nice baps.
That was my favourite.
That was a very good one. Well done, Becky.
Thank you.
That is a result. So, five people on the streets commented on Becky's bread rolls. That's brilliant. Sadly, though, I can't give either of you, Becky or Chris, Scott Mills points because you didn't get the exact number of people that would say nice baps. If you said five, give yourself 10 well-awarded Scott Mills points. Thanks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm excited about this. It's time for my show and tell. It's where one of us brings something and shares it with the rest of us. And today I am doing pop stars recording their own songs in different languages. Now, this is not a new thing. Ages ago, when Avril Lavigne released Girlfriend, she recorded it in so many different languages. Spanish, German, Thai, French, and we made a mashup of all of them. Quite a few years ago now. Now, I didn't know, but everyone's at it. So I was on a well-known streaming site where you can listen to music, and I was listening to Beyoncé, as I often do, and it did take me at least half the song to realise that it was a different version. I've bought this now because I like it so much. Listen. Jealous, jealous. You can tell that is Beyoncé. That's not a Spanish lady. You'll be there, you'll be there. But she is singing in Spanish, irreplaceable. It's her, isn't it? Sexy. She sounds good at it as well. Do you feel like you're on holiday? I do. I might rub myself with suntan cream. Really good.
Nice.
that's irreplaceable in Spanish.
I'd quite like to know if they've actually done like a proper translation or whether they've just loaded the lyrics into the, you know, those website
Translate.
Ones, which just does each individual word and doesn't make any sense when you put it in context.
Maybe if you're an actual Spanish, can you let me know if that made any sense at all?
Yeah, if it's each word just translated or whether it's actual the same song.
So I've got that one. I bought another one as well.
Oh, you got into the habit of it.
Oh, I'm on now. Would you like to hear If I Were a Boy by Beyoncé in Spanish?
Yes.
Now, there's a slight problem with this one, and that is that it sounds like she's singing a love song to Chico. But bear with.
Si yo fuera un chico solo por una vez yo me vestiría como quiero.
Some people are like, it's not Beyoncé. It is. It clearly is her.
Saldría a buscar chicas por montón. Mis amigos que son leales siempre van a acompañarme hasta el fin. Cada noche a mentir.
Here we go.
Si yo fuera un chico.
It does sound like it's a song for Chico. So good. So then, once I found these Beyoncé ones, I was like, oh, I need to search for more. Now, does anyone remember the Subway song, We Don't Need Money to Have a Good Time? I'm going to play that for you now. We played it quite a bit on Radio 1 at the time. So it starts off, as it always does. First bit, English. Listen what happens next. Here we go. It's German. Such a beautiful language. Don't really know where they bother with that because everyone in Germany speaks English.
I think the German suits the rock songs. Do you know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't really work in Beyoncé's Spanish.
Not so much. Who are your favourite band in the whole world?
Oh, The Streets.
Yes.
Have you got some?
Yes, I have. Have you not heard this before? I thought you'd hear that. Been a massive fan. You'll like this one. It sounds great here, obviously.
This is my hour. I'm never going to bed.
Everything is borrowed.
The sky's still black.
Listen when he gets to the chorus.
I just put my book down, but it begs to be read. I not nod, I not nap, I never rest my head. Some days I feel I'm getting smaller and smaller, but some nights I seem to grow taller and taller. You can keep shrinking and shrinking, but this will not finish. You're never nothing if you didn't disappear.
Go. Japanese.
What is that?
Mike Skinner in Japanese.
That's incredible.
I know. Oh, we need to dig it out. Mick's been on saying that Professor Green, read all about it in Italian, is particularly good. I didn't know they did all these. Now, Beyoncé, when she sings in Spanish, incredible, wasn't it?
Mm.
Really good. Some people don't master the Spanish as well. I'd like you to listen to this next one. Doesn't sound like they're reading it off the page.
But Jerry did Machico Latino.
Oh yeah, that was good as well,
fluent.
Wasn't it? Really good.
Just trying to learn the Spanish but get it on. It's always useful for holiday.
There There we are, you know that now. Get it honest.
Talk over the make love to you, baby. Oh. That's the same in any language.
You now know that Poco Mas is get it on in Spanish. Like you said, very useful for urologies. Yeah, not as good as Beyonce, but, you know, pretty good. If you know of any more of these, obviously we've just heard about Italian Read All About It by Pro Green. Let me know. I really hope that somewhere out there there's Beyonce singing in German.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's time for Becky Raps. Are you getting bored of this, Becky? Yeah.
I'm not bored of it, but I think the backlash will start soon if I don't stop rapping.
Okay.
There's only so many raps I can do.
But I like it because you challenge yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not bored of it.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, but I think it'll just get boring really quickly.
No.
I think Friday should be the last one.
No.
Yes. This isn't one of those things, like, you know, where they do with products where they go, right, we're going to withdraw this product, and then it comes back, like, 2 weeks later, and everyone goes, yay, I really missed it, and sales treble. I'm not trying to do that. I want it off.
you want it off?
Yeah.
It's a bit like Six Music.
Yes, I'm comparing my rapping to Six Music.
The radio station that they were going to close.
It doesn't support my music. It doesn't support my raps.
There was a massive uproar, and it got saved at the last minute. That's what this is like. Same.
It doesn't need to be saved, though. I'm quite happy just to disappear off with
take
my
rapping and be off with
myself.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll take my lyrics.
If you don't like my music. Okay. Well, we've got today's one coming up. And you're today playing the part of a man, I understand.
Yes, that is correct. Dappy, to be precise.
One that doesn't speak has just come up with a hashtag, which you might want to put on Twitter.
He can rack off.
Hashtag save Becky Raps. Let's get it trending. Love this. Oh. Okay, ready?
Yes. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Na 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 na. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hear me now. This is my king's speech. I'm nowhere near the end. If I stutter, sorry, I ain't heaven sent. I messed my life up, and yeah, I've been down. I'm a changed man now. Chris Brown? You know I feel your pain, cause I done been through it. I'm Kurt Cobain, but I just couldn't do it. No point in turning back, just to hit rewind. Back to the future, Marty McFly. Deep inside there's a fire, cause I'm no longer looking at a reflection that I admire. I paint a picture of a fighter, but that someone looking back at me says I'm a liar. If I should die before I wake, the least that I could ever say, I made mistakes but held on to my faith. Na 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 na. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is my last chance. I'm on my final straw. I came so close and to breaking like a spinal cord. I came from nothing, some kid in Camden. Now I'm fitter than the birds. Richard Branson, I'm a prince and yes I will get crowned. Kate stays in my dungeon when her sister's round. So please forgive me if I make mistakes, but I'll blow the bloody doors off. Michael Caine?
Excellent. Becky Raps, Dappy and No Regrets on BBC Radio 1. Much love for the Chris Brown bit. Did someone put like a Ron Burgundy kind of like question mark on your script?
It did sound like that, didn't it?
Michael Caine?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get to Dear Scott. A posh lady from Radio 4 with your comments from this week.
Dear Scott, to start off with, you have completely ruined my favourite programme, Homes Under the Hammer, after you pointed out that the music is chosen according to what the presenters are saying.
Absolutely. And once you've noticed it, it's always with you.
In today's episode, Martin pulled off a bit of wall and they played some random song about the world falling apart. Also, My orthodontist had your podcast on last week while I was having my braces fitted. I lost it when Chris said Pavlova, spat out the water wash and bit my orthodontist's finger. Oh. Mega embarrassment. Love you. From Rachel, XX.
They used to have Radio 1 on at my dentist and it is quite dangerous because I have spat that horrible stuff they give you out a few times at Chris Moyles. Also, I had a hygienist on this morning on Twitter going, we had 24 years at the tap end on the podcast while they were cleaning out someone's mouth yesterday. I don't think that's very fair on the people in the chair. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky and the one that doesn't speak. I've recently become a bit obsessed with buying lunch from a serve-yourself salad bar at a popular supermarket. Other lunch venues are available. Winking smiley. I tend to go a bit mad and select far too many different salads, which can result in some surprising combinations when eating. Who knew coronation chicken and feta cheese went so well together? Anyway, love the show and go on, pigs. Love, Ben, 24, in Lancaster.
I can't be doing with weird food combinations this morning because I feel a bit sick. Do you know why I feel sick?
Why?
Because I'm still recovering from last night's Super Size versus Super Skinny on Channel 4.
Oh, I watched like 5 minutes of that, and then when the big bits of fat came on, I had to switch over to Harry Bikers and make an omelette.
Why do they always make them dress in such horrible underwear as well? Or is that their own, do you think?
Oh, the nude underwear. You've got a thing against nude underwear anyway.
Even, I don't like it.
Look, look.
Ah, nude!
Yeah, but it's better because if you wear it under white, we've had this conversation before, but you need to wear nude underwear under white.
I just don't like the name. It's like flesh-coloured.
Yeah.
Nude. Oh.
I don't like those salad bars anyway because there's bits like where everything gets mixed up anyway, doesn't it? Like when you get the bacon bits in the potato salad.
You get really paranoid about people taking stuff and you get weird about that, don't you?
Yeah, but you don't. I've got a thing about where you're sharing like hummus or like dips or something and you put the bread in and then someone takes a bite and then puts that bit of bread back in. I don't think that's right. But people don't do that as salad bars. They don't go like help themselves to a bit of coleslaw, lick it off the spoon and then put the spoon. Well, I hope
they have.
What, you've eaten
by mistake, yeah.
Directly from the salad bar.
Yeah, because
the
for a moment or two you think that's your spoon. You forget.
What, a massive one? How big's your spoon at home? Like a ladle?
Ladle it in.
You owe that supermarket 20p or whatever it is, because that's theft, you're meant to weigh it.
It was a long time ago. Did you see Super Size versus Super Skinny last night?
No, I just don't really like it.
I don't mind it normally, but last night's was extreme.
Did they find a remote control in the rolls? Was it one of them? You know, like when you lose the remote and you're like, oh, it's there.
Yeah.
You find it in your stomach.
Yeah, that lady in America.
Am I the only one that happens to?
No, that's happened to people I know before.
Yeah. You were going to say you then, and you quickly changed
to
it to
people I
friend.
Know. I mean, in my larger days, I have been known to lose one of those all-in-one remotes in the rolls. And they're quite big, as you know. But if you lose the all-in-one...
That's okay, you just go get another.
You're knackered. No, well, you can't because...
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can't. You can't
everything.
Turn on anything.
Unless you, like, move slightly to the side and activate the...
activate everything. Next.
Dear Scott, is it just me, or has anyone else noticed the uncanny resemblance between Chris and Hugh Grant? That will be all. Love you, bye. Rebecca.
If you weren't listening earlier in the show, this was mentioned. And Chris is quite... I think Chris is quite happy with it.
I'm very happy with that, yeah.
So Rebecca's another one.
Yeah.
She must have emailed in before today.
Oh, yeah.
PR4L... So yeah. this is actually true. People do think that you're like Hugh Grant.
If you saw Chris's video yesterday on the Newsbeat website, which eventually made it to BBC News website, and then to BBC Three on the telly last night, you'll notice a resemblance between him and Hugh Grant in the Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral years, 94, 95. Not so much now. The video is still on the website. What? If you want to have a look, it's him getting his heart checked, which is actually a really good topic, a very good cause. And it's kind of inspiring young people who play sport to do that. But you do look a bit Hugh-ish on the video. Got anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to ask? Anything else you want to tell me about that you think I need to know? Then send me an email. My email address is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1